All right, Rav Osai, good morning. Let us begin. We're picking up today in Os Lamed Ches in Sidkas HaTzadik. So we're skipping another few of the sections, but it comes Lamed Ches, a really incredible piece here by Rav Tzadik. So actually, let's begin, because in the Be'uri HaChassidus, he gives a little bit of an introduction, which is incredibly helpful and pivotal for being able to understand what the Rebbe is trying to convey. So he writes as follows. Hagimara bebrachas mevaeres ki tam shemoshe rabbeinu amar leparo ki chatzos hadlaila ani yotzei b'soach mitzrayim. So mostly remember again, what Rav Tzadik is making reference to over here is the exchange between Paro and Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro regarding Makas Bechoros. So when it comes to Makas Bechoros, the last of the 10 plagues, death of the firstborn, so Moshe Rabbeinu says to Paro, Moshe Rabbeinu conveying the words of God to Paro says, Kichatzos halaylo aniyose b'soch Mitzrayim. Now, literally translated, what that means is, at around midnight, I'm going to go out to Egypt. So the obvious question is, v'lo amar bichatzos. So why, because Baruch Hu explicitly told Moshe, bichatzos halaylo, why does Moshe Rabbeinu say, Kichatzos halayla? If God says, I'm coming at midnight, why does Moshe Rabbeinu, when conveying this to Paro, say, around midnight, or midnight-ish? Dahainu, shelo amar shemakas b'choros te bichatzos halayla b'diuk. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell Paro that makas b'choros would be exactly at midnight. Humishum shechashash shema yit'u at stegnine Paro, velo yidaiku berega hamaduyek shel chatzos halayla. So what was the concern? The concern was as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that the astrologers of Paro would come chatzos, so it would come midnight, and Makas Bechoros would not have occurred, and they would say, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu is a liar. Moshe Rabbeinu is a liar, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not precise. What Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned about was, The obviously Paro and his advisors kept time, but who's to say that their keeping of time was exactly precise? Or again, it's clear that no one could keep time with the precision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is able to say, I will come at Chatzos. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Paro and Paro's advisors, God will come Kichatzos, around Chatzos. This way again, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quote unquote, comes later or earlier than their Chatzos, they won't look at Moshe Rabbeinu as a liar. They won't look as good. So the Gemara says, V'yalkach, Mevia HaGemara Sham Estevi HaTana. So we'll say after this episode, the Gemara brings the incredible statement that says, Lamed Lashon Chalomar Einu Yodea. Teach your tongue to say, I do not know. Shema tisbada v'te'achis. Lest you go ahead and be proven to speak a falsehood. That's tisbada. Maybe you'll be speaking a falsehood. V'te'achis. And then you will be caught up in that falsehood. But say an incredible, incredible Gemara. Lamad lashon chalomar eini yodea. Teach your tongue to say, I do not know. So he writes, and we're going to just constrain the Be'er HaChassidus on page Pehe. It's in the right-hand column. Hargil es l'shon chalomar, al kol dovra safek eini yodea. But see, whenever it comes to some matter, which is, thank you, whenever it comes to some matter, which is unknown, so al kol dovra safek, any matter over which you have a safek, ultimately, again, teach yourself to say in your day, I don't know. Shema tomar bodos, ulai teinechaz v'nechshol b'dvarecha. Because we'll say, what does it mean? Now, this is an interesting Gemara. At first glance, the understanding of the Gemara is that if you don't know something, be courageous enough to say, I don't know. I know, so you know, the Maharsha comments on this Gemara. The Maharal also has a piece in this Gemara in Gur Aryeh. Has a piece on the Pasuk in Chumash in Gur Aryeh. This idea that it's so difficult for us to say, I don't know. So difficult. Why? Now understand, like most things, it comes from a very good place, which is, I'm created in Selam Elohim, created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because of that, there are certain divine-like qualities inside of me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omniscient. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all-knowing. He's all knowing. So the Ribbono Shel Olam never has to say, I don't know. Kodesh Baruch Hu knows everything. So there's a piece of me, there's a piece inside of me that never wants to say, I don't know. So first of all, again, because I don't know, sometimes for some reflects a certain sense of weakness, reflects a certain sense of limitations. But again, and goes against, I feel at least, against the grain of my Tzelem Elokim. I'm in the image of Hashem. Hashem knows everything. I know everything. But there's only one problem, one little problem, which is, I don't know everything. So therefore, the Gemara has to say, Lamad Lashon Chalomar Eini Odea. You have to teach your tongue. Jose tells me what? It does not come naturally to say, I don't know. It doesn't come naturally to admit that I am not omniscient. It doesn't come easily for me to admit that I am not all-knowing. Therefore, Lamad Lashoncha, I have to teach my tongue to be able to say these words. Now, what Reb Tzadik is going to do, Rabbi Yosei, is something really amazing. Even if you look in the Be'urei Chassidus, he's really quoting Rashi over here. I'm in the right-hand column, the last couple of lines. Look how he defines it. Hergel es Lashon Chalomar called Davar Safek Eni Odea. So we'll say, the truth is, the way Rashi understands it in the Gemara, is Lamad Lashon Chalomar Eni Odea doesn't just go on things you don't know. You mamish don't know. Which makes sense. Of course, I'm going to say I don't know about things I don't know. There are some things I just simply do not know anything about. So therefore, my answer to those things is, if somebody asks me a question, I don't know. Rashi builds on this. Rashi says, I'll call davar safek. Call davar safek means what? Anything that I'm doubtful about. Anything I'm just doubtful about. Lamad l'shoncha lomar eini yodea. Which we'll say is an incredibly profound idea. Because now what Rashi is advancing and what Rav Tzadik is going to build on is not only do I say I don't know in things that I mamish don't know, but even in things that I think I know, or I may know, or I definitely have a familiarity with, if it's a suffix, say you don't know. Suffix, you say you don't know. Why? Shim tomar bevados, because if you answer definitively, ulai tehe ne'achaz v'nichshal bidvarecha, maybe you will be entangled and stumble over your words. So we'll say, so this is the Gemara and Rashi. So I just want to point out the progression. From the Gemara, I would have just said that at the end of the day, two lessons. Number one, you have to be careful with saying things that are clear to you, but maybe misleading to others, right? Because remember, again, that's what's happening with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu has complete clarity as to what he's saying, and he understands there's no suffix before Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe Rabbeinu understands that his words can be misunderstood by the Mitzrim, and therefore, halacha lemaaseh, he chooses to go ahead and therefore modify his words accordingly. So don't say things that could be difficult to comprehend by others. That's Aleph. And Beis, if you don't know, just be courageous enough, be strong enough to say, I don't know. Rashi's Mosif, and Rashi says, no. I'll call Davar Safek. Anything which is a matter of doubt, Halach Lamai says, say, I don't know. Say, I don't know. So watch this. The Tana wants to convey to us. We'll say that this is going to be a very profound idea. And I think something a little bit difficult that we have to try to grapple with a little bit. That's an incredible concierge service, by the way. Mamish. Okay, so Reb Tzadik says, V'ratza ha-Tana lomar, b'mashinokat lomad l'shon chalomar, v'lo lomad atzmecha lachshov eni odea. So I said, this is incredible. So Reb Tzadik says, Reb Tzadik makes an interesting diuk. It says, Lamad Lashon Chalomar Eni Odea. Teach your tongue to say, I don't know. It doesn't say, Lamad Atzmcha Lachshov Eni Odea. Teach yourself to think, I don't know. Why? She'ikr hak padal inyan zeh, hidafka b'dibor umaysa. Because Reb Tzadik says, what's in the left-hand column now, Be'uri HaChassidus, page Memhei. Because Reb Tzadik says, the ikr really is about how you talk. The Gemara is giving me a lesson over here about speech, about how I should talk. And Reb Tzadik is saying the lesson is, Reb Tzadik chooses to go with Rashi's interpretation, the lesson is, if you're not sure about something, don't articulate it in a definitive way. And all of that, if you're not sure about something, just say you don't know. V'lachin, Af bidvarim haberurim. Bose is incredible. Af bidvarim haberurim. Vishenirim vadoim lo andim amachshava shalom. Therefore, says Rabbi Tzadik, even things that in my mind are absolutely clear, things in my mind that I have no suffix about, hagam shim adayim begeder suffix etzalachirim, I love lehisragel shebishaboim dvarim elu legilui, vamely karim klape chutz bedibor obamaisa. Alright, let me stop for just a second. Therefore, Sir Psalik as follows. He says that sometimes there are certain things that appear absolutely clear to me, but others are unsure. This is my simchal yom, right? You ever, it's always amazing. Sometimes, you know, you have conversations with people and about a particular issue, and it's astounding to see sometimes how much clarity and like definitiveness people have regarding certain issues. And issues that are not black and white, yet people express such clarity of understanding. It's interesting. So Tzadik says, even if something is 100% clear to you in your mind, you know exactly what the matter is, but for other people, it's a suffix. For other people, they don't have that same level of clarity. So he writes, "Alav lehisragel shekishaboim dvarim elu legilui." That when these particular matters, for which you have in complete internal clarity, but others may have some level of ambiguity, when these matters are discussed, v'him nikarim klape chutz b'dibor obamaisa, and it comes up either actionally or verbally, kimoshu inyan haloshon shetavkida v'tachlisa hilios hamotzi lepoel es mashnunza b'pnimius u'b'seis b'kach alev. But we'll say, what's the point of dibor? What's the point of speech? Speech is the ability to explicitly articulate and clarify that which you are thinking within. That is the goal of speech. Thought is very powerful, but thought remains unknown to anyone. Speech gives me the ability to take that which I am thinking, give it verbal expression, bring it into the world, share it with others, and ultimately clarify it. As yiyu hadvarim tuluyim etzlo b'safek. So we'll see, here Reb Tzadik is saying, with this, we'll have to stop and pick this up on Monday. Reb Tzadik is saying like this. So three parts. Part one, be careful that what you say, even if it's explicitly clear to you, doesn't go ahead and mislead others. Right? So that's in general. Person has to be precise with their words. Because sometimes I say something, I know what I mean, but you don't know what I mean. And because you don't know what I mean, you emerge with one level of understanding from my words, and I have something dramatically different. And that could be the cause of an incredible amount of friction on a variety of levels. So number one, make sure your words are explicitly clear to you and to others. Number two, if you don't know something, be courageous enough to say, I don't know. Number three, which is Rashi, which is what the Tzadik builds on, is that even if you're unsure of something, say, I don't know. Even if you're unsure of something, say, I don't know. Don't try to fake it, right? Don't try to come up with an answer. Avoid that desire to always have an answer and be courageous enough to say, I don't know. Comes Reb Tzadik and builds on this. And he says, the truth is, whenever you're dealing with a matter, which ultimately, again, may be crystal clear to you, but for others, it is a source of ambiguity or doubt, say, I don't know. Even if you have incredible internal clarity, your machshavas are crystal clear. When it comes to others, if they are grappling with this issue and are unsure about it, better to take an approach of eni yodea. Now, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll have to clarify this because it's not immediately clear why Reb Tzadik says this. Why? If we're having a discussion and you're unsure about something, but I happen to not be unsure about it, so why can't I express an assertive opinion? So we're going to discuss. So yeah, Reb Tzadik is saying, if I'm sure but you're unsure, better to say Inu Yodea. So we'll see why on Monday, Emir Hashem, and we'll see in what circumstances Reb Tzadik ultimately again is advancing this idea. Shkach, I will say. Oh, it was on though, right? Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, of course.